In recent weeks, the wave of global protests has spread to South America, to Ecuador and Chile. Argentines are watching with a wary eye, worried that their own economic crisis could tip their country into unrest. National elections are Sunday, and Argentine voters may bring back a familiar party to guide the nation. Catherine Osborne has that story from Buenos Aires.
Peronism, the leftist populist movement that dominated Argentina on and off since the 1940s, has more recently become known for corruption and division. In Argentina's last election in 2015, voters rejected the handpicked successor to outgoing Peronist president Cristina Kirchner.
If I had to make a football metaphor, I would say Cristina is Diego Maradona.
Argentine journalist Martin Shapiro says she's as polarizing as soccer great Maradona.
People just love Maradona, or they deeply dislike Maradona, but there are no grays when you speak about Maradona with someone in Argentina, and I believe it's the same for Cristina.
Kirchner raised welfare benefits for poor families and prosecuted historic abuses by Argentina's military, but she also ran up the budget deficit and was charged with corruption. Argentines have long wondered if she would run for president again. This year, in what's been called a master stroke, she shelved those ambitions to run for vice president, alongside fellow Peronist Alberto Fernandez. He's a low-profile but widely respected moderate. One of his colleagues likens him to another Argentine soccer player, midfielder Javier Mascherano. Shapiro explains.
In our most successful World Cup in 20 years, which was the 2014 one, Javier Mascherano was arguably the most important player of the team. Messi was the brilliant one, but Javier Mascherano was the one who organized the team, the one who acted like manager inside those fields, and his silent work, his silent contribution was probably even more important than Messi's.
According to the polls, Alberto Fernandez is winning over hundreds of thousands of Argentines who voted for the right-wing free market incumbent, Mauricio Macri, in the last election. Taxi driver Jose Spinelli says he's deeply disappointed in Macri.
Bueno, esta vez quería un cambio, lo voté a Macri porque creían en el cambio. Pero mintió constantemente.
Macri promised a change, but ended up governing for his rich friends, says Spinelli.
Alberto me parece que es un tipo muy inteligente, lo veo muy tranquilo, capaz.
Alberto Fernandez seems like a very smart, capable guy, he says. But he's voting for Fernandez not only because of who he is, but also his approach to one of Argentina's biggest challenges.
Fondo Monetario Internacional.
During his tenure, Macri signed off on a massive bailout loan from the International Monetary Fund to shore up Argentina's lagging economy. It came with steep austerity cuts. And now Argentina's economy is predicted to shrink by more than 3% this year. So many Argentines blame Macri for the situation that Fernandez is predicted to win the election by as much as 15 points, potentially avoiding a runoff. Observers say the bigger drama will come afterward. Argentina has to repay more than $50 billion next year. President Macri had argued that his business background would attract investors to Argentina.
Macri said it's going to rain investment, and it didn't happen.
Estefania Pozu is an economic journalist. She says the current crisis has many Argentines scrambling to get a better grasp of complex economic policy. She's part of a team that posts short videos about the economy on Instagram.
Mucho debate, pero ¿qué es el déficit fiscal?
If you repeat and repeat and repeat the terms of the financial market and don't understand what really means, it's difficult to question it.
Humor is also helpful for understanding the situation, she says.
It's better to say something funny and right instead of look at the camera and said, oh, that's really bad.
She says the likely Fernandez victory would give him authority to demand a different relationship with international creditors. Best case, Argentina can relax its austerity and have more time to repay. Worst case, it could plunge into social unrest, like some of its South American neighbors are experiencing now. For The World, Catherine Osborne, Buenos Aires.